Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Would you make it coming once time I see by record with a stolen mic? We'll be seeing my phone coming, yeah, guess here, not too big pie. We'll be buying a machine and we'll destroy the soul inside. My baby, I'm a mon a monkai.
Shame on you, I pray my God go favor you. What will they do be deja vu? Shame on you, I pray my God go favor you.
Tonight, ECG fails to comply with PULC directive to produce load management timetable for recent erratic power supply, days after Energy Minister dismissed the demand.
Have you heard of calls for a timetable?
Ask those who want it to bring it. The ECG says that there's no timetable coming. Why do you want to bring a timetable? What purpose?
The Commission is very concerned. Very, very concerned. That's how come this order was issued to ECG.
Load management timetable correspondent with the timelines and duration for each transformer injection.
Yes, and that is not complied with.
Is there a reason why?
No reason has been given yet.
Meanwhile, ECG workers under the Public Utilities Workers Union are fighting off the PURC in defense of the ECG management. As they disclose, you will be sleeping in darkness tonight because ECG has limited power to distribute.
This is Top Story with Evans Mensah.
Tonight, the Electricity Company of Ghana is facing the risk of severe sanctions from the utilities regulator, the PURC, after it failed to comply with the directive to produce a load management timetable for the recent erratic power supply. The ECG's failure to meet the deadline comes days after the Energy Minister, Dr. Macho Pokuprempe, dismissed calls for a timetable.
You do admit that there's doom so.
That is the word you used. I have never used that word. I promised you that we are going to work on it. And it's not a work that is a single event. It's a process. And we'll continue to work on it for the energy sector to become better.
Have you heard of calls for a timetable?
Ask those who want it to bring it. If there is, I haven't seen any timetable.
So when my people are calling for it.
Say bring a timetable. What do you mean? The ECG says that there's no timetable coming. Why do you want to bring a timetable? What purpose? Why would somebody get up and wish evil or bad for the country? When it is not planned, you can't tell the person.
Well, tonight there are calls from civil society that the PRLC must now apply the sanctions on the back of ECG's failure to meet that deadline for it to produce this load management timetable. Meanwhile, the ECG workers under the Public Utilities Workers Union, they are fighting off the PRLC in defense of the ECG management. As they disclose, you will be sleeping in darkness tonight for the affected areas because the ECG has limited power to distribute. We'll get into their statement pretty shortly and hear from them. But there is an update from the PRLC that we've been referencing, and my colleague with the Energy Desk, Kojo Brace joins me in the studio with details of this. So the ECG, as we now know, failed to comply with the production of the load management timetable and evidence that they have shared that timetable with all of us.
Exactly.
Because we've been sleeping in darkness lately. Mm-hmm. But they comply with the others.
Yes. So, for example, the PRC asked them to supply to the PRC, the Cash Water for Mechanism Standing Committee, the actual revenue collected for the approval of the month. Now, the Cash Water for Mechanism Standing Committee shall approve the revenue allocation percentage and the respective amount based on the net revenue collected. That has been complied with. Again, that the Cash Water for Mechanism Standing Committee shall submit the approved revenue allocation percentage to the Electricity Company of Ghana. That has also been complied with.
Mm-hmm.
Again, upon receipt of the approved revenue allocation percentage issued by the Standing Committee, ECG shall effect payment to the energy sector players along the electricity value chain. That has also been complied with. Now, PRC shall validate all payment made along the electricity value chain for an approval month and publish it on the PRC website no later than the second week of the following month. That is, validation is in progress. Now, copies of ECG publication informing the general public of power outages from January 1, 2024 to date, publication submitted and under review to verify compliance. So something has been submitted to the the PRC. PRC says we are validating that, we are reviewing to see whether or not it complied with our directive. Now, you mentioned that some others were not complied with. That has to do with load management timetable corresponding with the timelines and duration for each transformer injection. You remember they mentioned some over 600 transformers that had issues. That has not been complied with. Again, evidence of publication of load management timetable corresponding with the timelines and duration for each transformer injection, that has not been complied with.
Okay, and there are sanctions for this that we know that the PLC had detailed when this first publication was made on your website.
Now, if you look at the offenses and penalties of what they attached in their first publication, it says the J says, if you fail or if a public utility fails or refuses to answer a question relevant to a matter which is the subject of an investigation before the commission, that public utility commits an offense and is liable on summary conviction to a fine not exceeding 500 penalty unit, and in default of payment, the principal officer or the secretary of the public utility is liable to a term of imprisonment not exceeding 2 years.
Thankfully, we've just been joined by the Director of Research and Corporate Affairs, Dr. Eric Kofi Obute, at the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission. Doc, thanks for your time here on Top Story.
Thank you very much, Evans, and thanks for having me.
Also joining us tonight is the General Secretary of the Public Utilities Workers Union, is Michael Udumata Nyantechi. Mr. Nyantechi, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Evans, for having me.
And Dr. Bute, so we now know what the status of the directives are. For those two that the ECG is yet to comply with, the last time we spoke to you, I mean, this is a couple of hours back, you indicated that I yet to get a reason for the ECG's failure to comply. I just want to know if that has changed. Has ECG, since we last spoke to you, come through with possibly the publication you are asking for or an explanation why they failed to comply?
No, Evans, as of now, ECG has not given us any reasons as to why they are not going to comply with that particular order.
And it's instructed to note that this deadline was close of day yesterday.
Yes.
We've just read out the sanctions. Will you apply them?
Well, it is for the commissioners to decide. That the commissioners are the board. Because this document, this order is on the board. So all that we have to do as a secretariat is to compile whatever we have from ECG and present to the board. And the board will determine which particular direction we should go. Because there are different ways or different sanctions. There can be sanctions in terms of charges. There can be sanctions in terms of exactly what Kojo Brace has read out. So the commissioners will have to decide the way to go.
How long would that take? Now that you have it, you've told us that you don't have two of them being complied with. Will the process kick in immediately for review and possibly imposition of sanctions? And how long will this take?
Well, we've transmitted whatever it is we have to the commissioners. I cannot give a deadline or time to the commissioners. So if the commissioners come out and tell us that by this time we are doing A, B, C, D, I'm more than willing to come out and communicate that to the public.
Safe to say that you're happy with the remainder of the directives and the ECG's compliance with those?
Well, there's another level of compliance. They're supposed to comply with the rest of the orders by April 2nd. That's next week, Tuesday. So we are waiting to see if maybe some other things in terms of the timetable will be added to those ones which will be brought in by April 2nd. Until then, this is what we have, and this is what we are working with.
And please stay with me, because tonight there are questions being asked of the PRLC that as you focus on the ECG with the specific reference to the erratic power supply, you may not be dealing with the root of the problem, which we're now hearing from the Public Utilities Workers Union is GRIDCO and the shortfall in generation, but also the amount of power available to the ECG to distribute to our homes. Mr. Nyantechi, you've said that in your statement, that the problem is with limited power available to the ECG to distribute.
Yes. So what we are saying is that PRLC, being the regulator, knows that in the system operator that has the data that will inform the whole public as to whether the quantum of power available will enable ECG to come up with a timetable or not. So to just look at the issue of this 630 transformers and demand a load shedding timetable based on that, we think it's begging the question.
Why do you say so? I mean, if you have 630 transformers that you claim...
630 transformers out of 33,000.
Yes, but...
The objective analysis could tell you that this number cannot impact the situation that we are experiencing.
So what?
And that is where we think that the PURC could have done us all a better service than by asking the system operator to provide critical data that will help us all understand the state of what is happening.
Mr. Nyantechi, these 630 transformers, ECG has published where they are, and they are across the country. We still need, from a customer's point of view, I still need a timetable for the specific areas where you have these faulty transformers.
No, but Ivan, the point is, these transformers are localized. They cannot affect so many large areas as has been. Like if you take the notice that has been published today about ECG concerning areas that are going to go off, this cannot be attributed to even 100 transformers in the area. No. So we think that GRIDCO and PURC, by extension being the regulator, can inform us all that based on A, B, or C, there is going to be this outage. But you cannot use these defective transformers as a reason for asking for a timetable.
I mean,
and the issue of transformers being full and being replaced, being upgraded, is something that is a normal practice within ECG operational areas, which does not call for any kind of a timetable.
Well, Mr. Nyantechi, we'll deal with your reference to GRIDCO and the amount of power you have shortly. But you have one thing that is completely within your domain, and you're wholly responsible for the transformers. If there are 630 transformers faulty, the customer says, I still want a timetable, a load management, you know, schedule to govern these areas where you know these transformers will be faulty. That is a fair ask. Where is that from the ECG?
No, that's why I'm saying that kind of information being requested is creating the impression that, oh, these transformers are constantly the cause of this outage.
No, I asked that question because I've spoken to the ECG MD on the show, I believe last week, and asked him the question about the Rapid Power Supply. He referenced the 630 transformers as the source of the problem, and that they are fixing it, and that once they fix it, he believes we'll have stability.
And that's why I'm saying that the fixing of these transformers is not any new thing that requires any timetable.
So you
say it's part of ECG's regular operational activity.
Yes, that the fact that you've done it, that the fact that you've done it in the past, where you repair transformers, we go off and you don't give us a timetable, doesn't mean that it's is an acceptable practice for a consumer.
No, is that the upgrading and infilling of these transformers does not require any timetable.
But my lights are going off in my neighborhood.
Your light will go off for a short interruption.
Yes, but even if it's 1 hour, I need the load management timetable for that. I need you to tell me that I'm going to go off at the time.
Localized areas where these repairs are being done, often the district in charge will communicate that customers in this area, we are doing a planned maintenance of either infilling or upgrading. That does not require a timetable per se, as we experience when we talk of a load shed management timetable. No.
So, your main point is that the nationwide erratic power supply we've had cannot be attributed to the 630 transformers that are overloaded. It is because GRIICO is not supplying enough power to you.
That is the point we are making. That PURC should not stand on this 630. And we expect that with the technical experience they have, they should know that that cannot be the cause of the kind of erratic power situation we're experiencing.
But if GRIICO isn't giving you enough power to distribute to my house, GRIICO hasn't given you the big picture that allows you to also then generate, because you will deal with the customer, generate the load management timetable?
Yeah, because if GRIICO hasn't given information that the next 3 days or next 2 days, this is the quantum of power that will be available. So customer BSP A is going to go up. So when you know that BSP A is going to go up, then you know the customers within the area that are going to be affected. But if you are there all of a sudden, then GRIICO says, Malam BSP, take it off. Or we have dumped Pokwasi BSP. It will be difficult for anybody to come out with a timetable based on such kind of information.
Ms. Obute, so that's your answer. Why is the PURC not applying that same rule to the GRIICO?
Thank you very much, Evans. And with all due respect to, you said Mr. Nyantechi, am I right?
Yes, he is the General Secretary of PUU.
Yes. One, I'm not here to debate the union on anything. Two, just as you rightly pointed out, Evans, PURC did not come up with this issue of 630 transformers. This issue came up from the ECG. So we are only holding ECG to its own words. ECG never told us anything about generation. In fact, ECG told us that it was not an issue to do with generation. So we are only, holding ECG to its own words, that provide data, provide evidence to what you said to us. So it is not an issue of the PURC taking ECG on the wrong footing.
But we also know that there are still challenges with GRIICO. I mean, this is a separate question to you as a regulator for the sector, because in the last 48 hours, there have been two notices from the ECG, all referencing a shortfall in supply triggered by GRIICO challenges. Is PURC looking into that too?
Once PURC has information to that effect, and we have engineers who work on this all the time, we take it up and we follow it through. But if we don't have any information to that effect, obviously, we only do our routine monitoring exercises.
In the case of ECG, you wrote to them to supply the information because you knew that customers were complaining.
We knew customers were complaining. And at the same time, we got information from ECG that it is as a result of
630 transformers that they were injecting into the system. So we said, give us information on that.
Proactively, would you reach out to the GridCo to find out what's happening from their end? Because they're also part of this value chain. If they can't supply, ECG can distribute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That once we have this information now, that this is the situation, we are going to rope in GridCo as well and talk to GridCo and see exactly what is going on at the GridCo end.
Thank you very much, Mr. Obutek. But Mr. Nyantachi, now ECG has maintained consistently, each time I've spoken to the management, that the problem you're facing, it's not a generation problem. And it's just the maintenance issue that they're dealing with. You say it's actually more than that. It is a generation problem and a distribution problem. You have to reconcile that for us.
No, I don't think I have to reconcile this. We expect the regulator who has the mandate over both ECG and GridCo to be able to do a more little detail work than just saying that ECG has said 630 transformers are defective and that is causing this power erratic. We expect that they should do a more detailed and thorough work to assess out of 33,000, if 630 are not working, has it got this possibility to create this kind of experiences we are having? But to just say that we are just taking what ECG has said and the regulator will not ask any independent questions about how viable or how realistic these assertions are, then I think there is something missing.
I get the sense, reading your statement and listening to you, that the workers at ECG believe their management is being treated unfairly by the PRC, maybe?
Yes, we strongly believe that.
And what is informing that belief?
What is informing that belief is basically even this kind of order that was issued based on this 630 transformers out of 33. And that is where we expect that a regulator with technical experience should be able to read in between the lines and even be able to reach out to the system operator to ascertain how this can be the cause of the situation we are experiencing. They are just saying that we have heard from ECG saying this, and so based on what ECG has said, we are just issuing an order.
Mr. Obutek, Dr. Obutek.
Evans, we are not, PULC is not speaking to only 630 transformers. And I repeat, those 630 transformers that Mr. Nyantachi is talking about did not come from PULC. It came from the ECG. If you look at the order that we gave, we did not give order relating to only 630 transformers. We gave two orders. The first order was to do with the implementation of the cash waterfall mechanism. The second order had different aspects of it. One of them is to do with operational matters. And under operational matters 2.2a, we said they should give us a detailed incident report of power outages for the period January 1, 2024 to date. B, the volume of load curtailed for each power outage incident, energy not served, and number of customers affected, segregated into the various customer categories before we came down to the transformer issue. So it is, Mr. Nyantachi should not make it look like we only focus on the transformers. Far from that. And I'm saying this transformer issue did not come from PURC.
Mr. Nyantachi, I mean, I put that question to you already, that this 630 transformers is a position that was put forth by the management of the ECG. But let me ask you most certainly very finally. What is it that the workers plan to do now, knowing where you are? ECG is currently in the midst of this storm, but PRLC, as you've just said, explained, the commissioners will have to sit and decide whether to apply sanctions.
Well, as for the application of sanctions, that is not the issues we are talking about. We think that the regulator has to play a very fair and firm position in this matter and should also exercise that level of independence where it can do its own check. And not just because ECG has mentioned 630 transformers, and so that is it. I think they could do better verification, check with the system operator, and then cross-check whatever information that comes. Equally, just as they have on the financial side, cause some audits to be done to ascertain because they have certain reservations or whatever.
Okay.
They should do same also when it comes to the issue of the quantum of power that is being made available.
Okay. I'm grateful. That's Michael Nyantechi there. He is the General Secretary of the Public Utilities Workers Union. You also had the Director of Research and Corporate Affairs at the PULC, Dr. Eric Kofi Obute. I want to bring in right now the Chairman of the Energy Committee in Parliament. He's also joined by John Jinapo, who is a ranking member on the Mines Energy Committee in Parliament, all joining me right now because, as you know, the committee was interested in this and they had asked the Energy Minister and the rest of the players in the sector to come brief them. Mr. Jinapo is with me right now. Mr. Jinapo, it was you I spoke to this week, I believe. When you heard the Energy Minister sound, and you were very categorical at the time that the ECG will not comply with the directive relating to load management. As you've just been hearing, it hasn't been complied with, and the PULC is now about to consider what sanctions to impose.
But the problem is not an ECG problem, but they cannot provide that information. If you put up a bulk supply point, like the Malam bulk supply point, it affects several transformers. I was surprised the ECG board chairman, MD, decided to do what he did. 600 out of 33,000 is less than 2%. Even if all the 600 transformers are off, you wouldn't have the kind of load shedding we are experiencing. I think the workers union have had enough. That's why they've come to speak finally, to say that there's a deficit in generation. That is the problem. The problem is not ECG transformers. So if you focus on ECG transformers, you won't find the solution. Even if it's taking us 3 months of consistent load shedding, and this government is telling us they can't find the problem, 3 months, you are now asking ECG to give you a report. I mean, I feel very sad. We all know, and you know, Ivan, that there's a deficit in generation. Until they get money to buy fuel, this problem will not be resolved. It's not an ECG problem. It's grid code that dams the power. And there's a daily systems report. You don't need to ask ECG to give you any report. It is automatic. The system we have is so good, so much. Today, if you go to the system, you know the power we are producing. And today, as we speak, there's a deficit of about 600 or 300 megawatts, depending on the load. So I don't even see this unnecessary argument they are taking us on. There's no need. There's a problem. Deal with it. And in the meantime, if you cannot deal with it, give us a timetable so we can prepare. Must this be rocket science? And I'm very, very sad. And I'm very sad that we are getting on this path. Most unfortunate.
And thankfully, the chairman of the Energy Committee joins me, Mrs. Samuel Atacha, is with me. Mr. Atacha, so here we are with ECG failing to comply with the directive to produce a load management timetable, something that everybody, including your members in your constituency, will be asking for because of the erratic power supply. ECG, now we're hearing from the workers who say it is not an ECG problem. It is actually a generation one and Greco is not supplying enough power. You wanted to get to the bottom of it. Where are we with that?
It's very unfortunate that we need to be harassed by, if you like, matters that we've not interrogated. But that's how I see it. And I agree with Rankin that there was necessity for ECG and the rest of them to come before the committee for us to interrogate that and tell to everybody where is the problem. Because whatever you say, which is going to solve the problem, what we need to do is that what you have to do, if we are responsible, you need to do it. And then we get out of this mess. But what we had, and I'm very, very honest with some matters, that when we wanted ECG and the rest of them to congregate so we interrogate the matter, we had an intervention from the minister that is out of the jurisdiction. But in such a very important interrogation, he wants to be seated. That's how come we never got around to interrogate the matter. But it is imperative that if you have a challenge, whether it's a matter of generation deficit or a financial challenge, let the people of Ghana know that there's this challenge and this is the timetable. So people will plan around the challenge you are facing. To make it like it's a fetish that we don't know whether
today I'll have power in my area or I won't have power, how people iron their clothes to get to work and the rest of it, and all the challenges. I don't think that's the way to go. It's unprofessional and too messy for comfort. So I think I will liaise with Rankin, and I'm tempted to believe that the minister is in the realm. We need to, although we are on holiday, we need to, I mean, get the members back for us to congregate, and they will be able to go into these matters. But for Christ's sake, whatever the blame is, the people of Ghana are entitled to know that it's a credible timetable. So even how you put your food in the fridge, you plan it. It's very, very important.
And
we shouldn't be given a shabby treatment.
And you're speaking the language of the customers who have been complaining that this timetable is needed. However, the energy minister was asked the same question. There are calls for timetable. He didn't think that was a call that was legitimate.
Oh, I didn't get a full story from him. Why is it not legitimate? You're providing a service. The service is erratic. People live around the service you provide. Today, I'm unable to provide a service, but you can be sure tomorrow, half the day, I'll do it. How would you say that it's not necessary for people to, have the time?
I ask that because it's obviously such an important matter for everybody. And this, for the avoidance of doubt, is the minister's take on that.
You do admit that there's doom so.
That is the word you used. I have never used that word. I promised you that we are going to work on it. And it's not a work that is a single event. It's a process. And we'll continue to work on it for the energy sector to become better.
Have you heard of calls for a timetable?
Those who want it to bring it.
If there is, I haven't seen any timetable. So
my people are calling for it.
Say bring a timetable.
What do you mean? The ECG says that there's no timetable coming. Why do you want to bring a timetable? What purpose? Why would somebody get up and wish evil or bad for the country? When it is not planned, you can't tell the person.
Chairman, that's the energy minister's response when the question was asked.
Yes, that is unfortunate because we need a timetable. You see, today, electricity generation has no particles. I want to stress that because at the end of the day, if you are an MPP, you consume electricity. If you are NDC, you consume electricity. So it's only professional to say we are having challenges. But because of the hard fact that we don't want to inconvenience you unduly, the plan, you can enjoy electricity at this time. People will plan around what you make available. People will know whether we should iron our clothes ahead of time, when you should cook and put it in the fridge and the rest of it. So no matter the permutation, I'm of the humble view that we need a timetable until the situation will normalize. They take off the timetable.
I'm grateful, Chairman. That's the Chairman of the Energy Committee, Samuel Atacha. Earlier you heard the ranking, John Jinapo. Listen, this is all about you. What's the doomsday situation where you are tonight? I want to hear it. 055-111-1997. Share with us here on Newsnight, which starts right now.